الآب والابن والروح القدس الآن واحد آمين. تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن والأبد آمين. كل سنة وأنتم طيبين يا إخواتي. بركة كبيرة وشرف عظيم إن أنا أكون في وسطكم هنا الكنيسة الجميلة ديت، وربنا يجيب لنا أبونا بالسلامة إن شاء الله ويفرحنا. May the Lord bless you, bless your church. May the Lord bring Abuna back safe to his service. Amen. إحنا دلوقتي في الأسبوع السادس، آخر يوم في الأسبوع السادس في الخمسين المقدسة، وبكرة إن شاء الله نبتدي الأسبوع الأخير، والحد الجاي هيكون عيد العنصرة، واحتفلنا يوم الخميس اللي فات بعيد الصعود المجيد. We have celebrated last Thursday the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ to heaven, and it is a glorious feast to the Lord, and it's glorious time for once we do on Sunday the procession with the, both the icons of resurrection as well as the icon of ascension as we just did, and we chant great songs to praise our Lord and King for his mighty act, for he has risen from the dead, gave us a proof that we will live forever if we believe in his name and take him as a savior. Also, after 40 days of teaching his disciples, he ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, be with us all the times. And Christ, although he has risen and ascended to heaven, he is with us. St. Paul says, I love not I, but Jesus Christ who lives in me. أحيا لا أنا بل المسيح يحيا فيا. So the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, he is in heaven. He is at the right hand of his Father, but he is with us. Emmanuel, Christ, our God, is in our midst all the time. I looked at the icon of ascension, and there are two icons, one that we used in the procession and one that I saw here in this beautiful church. Of course, I have to see and find every icon in the church, in this church. So here is the icon of ascension, the Lord Jesus Christ with two angels to his side, and the disciples, the apostles, are worshiping the Lord. In this icon, we see the earth, the heaven, and the Lord Jesus Christ ascending from the earth to heaven. And I'll contemplate on three things very quickly so that I can give you food for thought, so you can dwell on those three things all the week, God willing. I'd like to look at the earth and its condition, the heaven and its beauty, and the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning, the Lord created heaven and earth was perfect. All the creation of the Lord was perfect. خلق الله السماء والأرض وكانت كل الخليقة كاملة. And through the envy of the devil and through the sin of Adam, the earth was cursed. ملعونة الأرض بسببك. That's what the Lord said to Adam. Cursed be the earth for your sake and for the sake of your sin. Then Abel was murdered by his brother Cain, and the earth swallowed the blood of Abel. And the blood of Abel cried to heaven for vengeance. And the Lord cursed Cain as well. Mal'oon anta min al-ard. Cursed are you from the earth. So this creation has been cursed, and the earth is no more perfect. We try to make it perfect sometimes. We make clean rooms for surgery, for example. But those rooms are clean and pristine and sterile for a few minutes. Or in industry, we make a clean room to do some industrial stuff in it. But it is limited, and it's limited in time, limited in capability. Or we go and make a beautiful garden in the palace of one of the kings or the princes, and the garden looks good, but if you neglect it for a day, it doesn't look good anymore. Cursed was the earth, and it will be destroyed one day. But the Lord came to our earth, not to clean that earth, but because he has some people he loves in that earth. جاء الله إلى أرضنا ليس لكي يحيي هذه الأرض مرة أخرى بل لأن له أحباء في هذه الأرض. He loved Abraham and he loved David and he loved those who loved him. And he told Abraham, blessed are you and you be a blessing. So selectively the Lord has chosen parts of the creation to be blessed again. And he created churches in the hearts of men and women. And he created a holy church. So the church is holy. And the hearts of those who love the Lord are holy and not cursed as the earth was cursed. And the good Lord came to our earth, and because it is a humble and mortal creation, he has humbled himself tremendously. For the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Word of God. هو كلمة الله هو عقل الله هو حكمة الله هو أول كل خليقة وصانع كل خليقة. The Lord Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God, the Word of God, the creator of all that was created. For the Lord has created everything by his word. He's a mighty God. In order for him to come to this lowly earth, he has to empty himself tremendously. And he has to come in a very humble way. For he lives in heaven. That's his seat. And heaven is holy. السماء مقدسة وطاهرة جدا. The angels of the Lord stand in front of his glory and worship him and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your holy glory. So the heaven is holy and glorious. And in it, the majesty of the Lord and the majesty of Christ. When he is in heaven, he is in his full majesty. And the language of heaven is definitely different from the language of earth. And the good Lord has taught us, gives us a glimpse of heaven when we sit down with him, or when we worship him together or individually, or we are in the church, we are counted to be in heaven. So between this glorious heaven and this lowly earth came the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and he had to empty himself. Of course, he could come as a glorious Lord, and he will. He can come in all his glory. But I imagine if he comes in all his glory and find the corruption in the earth and the curse in the earth, then he will destroy it. And that's what will happen at the end of times. He will come to destroy this creation and create a new heaven and new earth for those who are chosen. But when he came first time to our earth, he had to humble himself and walk among us as a lowly carpenter. جاء ربنا إلى أرضنا التعبانة المتعبة ومشى فيها كإنسان متواضع جدا لكي يخلصها ليس لكي يحرقها. He walked among us as a carpenter, as a lowly man. Only those with good eyes could see through that he is the Lord of heaven and see all his majesty. Saint John saw that and wrote about it. Also, all the disciples of the Lord at one time or the other knew exactly who was that person walking among them. About Moses the prophet, St. Paul writes that Moses, who was so wise and so well educated and so well placed to be the king of Egypt, when he saw the Lord Jesus Christ, he saw him for what he is. I will read the Arabic text here from the epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews. بالإيمان موسى لما كبر أبى أن يدعى ابن ابنة فرعون مفضلا بالحري أن يزل مع شعب الله على أن يكون له تمتع وقتي بالخطية حاسبا عار المسيح غنى أعظم من خزائن مصر. Moses counted it that the agony and the passion of Christ is far more worthy than all the treasures of Egypt. When he saw the humbled and the emptied Christ walking on our earth. Today, we celebrated, or Thursday, we celebrated the ascension of the Lord. He has completed his mission. He came to our earth, born of a virgin, climbed on the cross, died, and was buried for 3 days. And then he rose in all his mighty glory. Now it is time to go and be in his glory forever. For when he comes next time, he is going to come to judge the heaven and earth and give each one according to his deed. We glorify our Lord. We thank him that he has opened our eyes to see him. The humble carpenter of Nazareth is none other but the Lord himself, the glorious Lord who came and saved us so that we will have eternal life. And when we go and live with him in heaven, he will have us and he will have mansions for us. We thank him and glorify his name. We ask him to bless us all, bless our youth, bless our church, and to the name of our Lord is all glory forever. Amen.